Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a blessing we serve the Lord who loves us, who died for us, who laid his life down for us. And he loves to speak to his people in the heart. He has many good things to say and share. I was just thinking moments ago how we are designed by God. We are created in his image. We are a deep well. Now by that I mean what we can learn, what we're capable of, is off the chain. And because we're made in God's image, there's nothing we can't learn about. We can learn just like God. We can learn the same things that he learned. Now God loves us. In the beginning of his way, he chose the way of wisdom. He operates by love. The common denominator of all the good that's in us comes from the love of God. The love of God is the light of God. The love of God is attracted to the love of God. Jesus taught us to, he taught hard-headed men, people that didn't know God or just learning about it, to love others as they love, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And he gave them the concepts of faith, the concepts of love. See, faith and love go hand in hand, just like pride and fear. Pride and fear goes hand in hand. It's the opposite. Both of them are the opposite of love. Pride is the opposite of love, and fear is too. But the fear of God, it has you looking to God, so you reverence God because of you have faith in him. And that's good for us. But the fear of the world is evil. The fear of Satan is evil. The fear of falling is evil. It has torment in it. But loving God is pure. Now, I said earlier, we have in our hearts, we're like a deep well of things that we can, that attributes that will come out as we love others. Now the love of God draws it out. The word of God draws it up. And the love of God draws it up so we can use it. And I like to tell people all the time, you don't have to look beyond your spouse to be happy. If you have a good relationship and you're in agreement, then you can, they have deep well capabilities also. The Lord put wonderful things in people. And when you love them, you can see that they can amaze you forever. And this is why I say that. We're designed to live forever. So we're designed to learn forever. And we can, and there are interests that are deep within us that comes up over time. Some people have natural gifts and talents and they don't know it. They've never been in a situation to use them. Some people happen to get a job that they fit and they didn't know that they had the gifts and attributes that they have. And I know what it's like. A friend of mine turned over my go-kart and I had to work on it. My dad bought it from Sears and Roebuck when I was about 9 years old. And I loved that go-kart. And when he turned it over, I had to work on it. It had one of those Tecumseh engines. It was a 2.5. And it was a two-seater. It was a good engine until he turned it over and broke the carburetor housing. And I had to work on it all the time. It never was quite right after that. But I found out I had natural mechanical abilities. And I used to amaze my friends because I would fix it and it worked. To me, it was natural. I didn't think much of it. But when we were grown, they would be amazed at how I could make things work. To me, it was just normal. I thought anybody could do it. And most of it. And my friends were generally smarter than me in school. They made better grades. So I figured if I did it, they could do it too. I thought they just didn't want to. But that was a natural talent, a gift. Now, sometimes people have managing skills and they don't know it. They're buried within. And when they're in the right situation, they rise to the occasion. And it's a natural, it's easy to them. It's natural. Some people know how to lead others. And they become a, you know, a coach or a Boy Scout leader or something. And they just rise to the occasion. And they're good at it. They're supernaturally good at it. We all have things that deep, there are reserves that God put in us, deep within our hearts. Interest. We're designed to live forever. And healthy people help draw it out. Healthy relationships draw it out. And when you're around a lot of negativity, and I was around negativity, I know what that's like. People always say, you can't do this, you can't do that. There are many people, I had friends who doubted, you can't do that. They always gave me bad advice. So when I had something I wanted to do, I just didn't tell them. Because they had unhealthy perspectives. But when you love God and when you love His people, you see things in a much greater way. And you can do more that way. You can do more within the love of God than on the outside of it. See, God loves His people. And He's here to help us go forward and not backwards. And He will help us to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But people that love the world, they're stuck where they are. If a man goes to hell, he's not, the deep treasures within won't arise to the surface like it will if he was in heaven. He's dealing with pain and disappointment. He can't get out, he's trapped. He'll never be in situations where his wisdom that God put in him will be necessary. All the mechanical things they could build, the music they could play, it'll all be staunched. It'll be burning. Because their main focus is on relief forever. And then they're tormented. And see, the worldly way, it restricts you from being who you're supposed to be. And it always tries to turn your heart against God so that you'll choose to turn against God. When people don't get to know the Lord, they're turning their future off. When they walk away from God, they're walking away from their best future. When they run to God, they're running to their best future. When they reluctantly follow God, they're walking towards a better future than they have. But when you run to the Lord with enthusiasm and love, and the more you grow in Him, the more you're going to appreciate Him. And when it's like that, you run into your best future. Even people in heaven grow. Just because you go to heaven doesn't mean that you will grow. You'll be encouraged to grow. You will be blessed. You'll grow by vision. But you also have to choose to grow by choice. Every time I learn major things from God or anything from God, I did it by faith. I always determined in my heart, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do what God said do. I'm going to learn this. I didn't know how I was going to learn it. I didn't know what would happen. I didn't know what would make the difference. I did the knowledge that I needed was not in me. But I said in my heart, I'm going to learn this. And I got out to God about it. And I sought Him. I knocked on His door. I asked in prayer. I sought. I listened. I heard. And I learned. Because I was determined. And He's just as dedicated as me. He, in His word, He said, ask for wisdom. In James chapter 1. God don't turn people away. He don't upbraid you for asking for wisdom. He's determined to give it to you. And when we're determined to learn it, we change the game. We change the facts. We may lack knowledge, but we won't lack it long. Because heaven starts working on your education system. From the time you first ask for the wisdom you desire. In Daniel, the angel told him, I was sent the day you prayed to God about this interpretation. But Daniel, the angel couldn't get to him because the angel had to fight battles to get to Daniel. Because the devil was trying to stop it. But Daniel put a demand on it. He fasted. He ate no pleasant bread. Now he ate to sustain himself, but he ate no pleasant bread until he got his answer. Day by day. Day by day. He didn't care about time. I'm going to get my answer. Day by day. He prayed and he fasted. He prayed and he sought and he fasted. He thought on the word of God. He prayed, he thought, he fasted, he thought on the dream. And when the angel got to him and explained it to him, he could receive it. And Satan didn't want that knowledge to come to us. He prophesied the rise and fall of every nation in fine detail. And then he turned around and hid it. He concealed some of it. And it'll be revealed at the right time. So that wicked men can't get a hold of it. And the wording is right there. But the interpretation comes from God. God thinks of everything. And Daniel died knowing what the deal was. And he concealed what he was supposed to conceal. And he revealed what he was supposed to reveal. That's why you can't be a loose cannon if you're a preacher. You have to do what God gives you. If he help you understand something, now be faithful with the knowledge. Don't be unfaithful with knowledge. Don't tell the wrong people. And if you're not sure, don't say nothing. But when God prompts you, when God prompts me to say some things, that's when I do it. Not until. Sometimes I want to. But I give the information that God gives me. And it works. And you have to do things God's way. If you don't build with Him, you scatter. See, if you give the wrong people the right information at the wrong time, they'll mess everything up. They'll turn people against it because they don't believe it. Sometimes God is going to teach you treasures of life. And you may have to hold that treasure of life for years. Because everybody you know is the wrong people. And at the right time, he'll put it in your heart to release it to the right people. It's not personal. God loves everybody the same. But some people they turn their shoulder from the things of God. And sometimes people, they cling to what they already know and they're not trying to learn anything else. So that knowledge won't be valuable to them. So they're the wrong people to tell. And you have to understand that, especially if you're a minister, especially if you're an apostle. But when you follow God, when you minister what God gives you, when He gives it to you to give, it's the right time. It's the right season. It's the right people. The right moment. And if God's prompting you to say something, go on and do it. It's the right time, the right season, and the right moment. It's going to work. Everybody's like a deep well. God designed us to live forever in Him. So the more you love, the more everything is enhanced. And the faster you will find those treasures that's already within. That the enemy tried to keep hidden. Satan knows, he knew they were there a long time ago. Because he understands in part how God thinks. But he's twisted. He operates by pride, not love. And he's trying to stop God. He hates God. He hates man and he hates angels. He hates everybody. He loves himself That's how pride does a person. Now remember, we're designed to grow forever. And everybody, that's one thing that's going to happen. People will grow. But when you operate according to pride, it turns you into the opposite of God systematically and over time. It hardens your heart against God. It hardens your heart against everything that pertains to God, His wisdom, His logic, His love, His understanding, His word. And everybody that starts loving sin, the ways of the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of mind, it always, 100% of the time, begin to turn their heart. And they rage against God. They come to the point where they rage against Him and plot against Him. When Jesus came, He's the Word of God, He's the Son of God. They tried to kill God. And nobody can be in doubt about who Jesus is. That's why the heathen rage. They hate Him. They want Him dead. They want Him to be gone and out of the way. Jesus gave a parable of the field. The vineyard workers. The Lord sent a servant. They killed the servant. He sent another servant to get the profits that goes to the owner, and they kill him. Then he sent his only son, and they said, "If we kill him, the vineyard will be ours." And they did. And Jesus spoke this parable against the wicked leadership of men. And you know, the Lord spoke this parable, and they performed it. And they thought they were going to end Jesus. They thought they were finally going to get rid of God. And you think the leaders were bad. When Pilate tried to deliver Jesus to the people were worse. They shouted even louder and more and more adamant. "Crucify him. We want Barabbas," they said. Why do the heathen rage if Jesus is not God? Why do the atheists get angry against God and against His people? If they truly atheists and don't believe God, don't believe His word, why do they get angry? And why are they tolerant towards other lies, other religious lies? Now, I call it, other religions are nothing but lies. I went to school, and the atheist teachers, they were tolerant to other lies. But they had a beef with God. Because nobody's deceived against Christ. Their eyes are open. He is real. He's detectable. They don't want to believe. They're not deceived. They just don't want to believe Him. And they don't want God in their thinking, just like the first generation. The first generation couldn't act like God didn't exist. They knew He did. But they didn't want to think about it. Just like this, just like every generation. When you tell somebody about Jesus, they know within that you're not wrong. No matter what they say or do, they know within you are right. And they look for, they want to be deceived. They want to be, they don't want you to tell them when they love the world, because they don't want to say that they're rejecting God, but that's what they do. They start looking for reasons, other things they can look to, and there's nothing that can compare. But now watch this. When the Lord brought this to my attention, He also showed me this. When the fearful and unbelieving, He's going to judge. They're going to be destroyed. When Jesus comes back and everybody, when He's coming back to land on earth, people are going to stop whatever they're doing, and they're going to try to disassociate themselves with every lie that they've selected, all the things that they claim to trust. They're going to cast their idols. to the bats. They're going to cast their Quran, their Hindu books, their Buddhist books, all the wickedness of man that they tried to honor. They're going to cast their idols to the bats. They're going to run the caves and hide them where bats live. They're going to try to dig deep and hide their stuff and act like they wasn't doing it. But they're caught. Why? Nobody told them anything. Jesus didn't say anything. He just, when he showed up, they knew that they were wrong. And they know it's Jesus. And they know they're in trouble. And they try to hide. Darkness always tries to hide. And it can't. Remember, God chose the light. He said the light was good, and he divided the light from the darkness. When you believe on Jesus, you do your life does the same thing. You're attached to God now. You're an extension of him. And your light shines bright. And the darkness can't hide. I'm telling you the truth. Because God loves you. And he knows what he's doing. And he has great things in store for those who love and trust him. He's going to do great and wonderful things towards those who look to him. Those who want to know him. Those who seek him to learn of him. Now God loves us and he cares about us. There are deep treasures within. If we seek the Lord to know him, there's nothing we can't learn. There's nothing we can't do. We are very unlimited. Designed to live forever and ever in him. Now, I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.